Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to another session of Memorizing Verses About Time. Today we will be looking at John 9, verse number 4. And I love the way the message reads. The message says this: we need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. But today we're going to be memorizing John 9, verse number 4 in the ESV. The ESV says, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. We're going to break that down in several segments, and I want you guys out there to say this with me, and let's memorize this verse and get it in our heart. Say this with me: we must work.
We must work.
Again. We must work. Again. We must work. All right, the next part of it says, the works of him who sent me. Say that.
The works of him who sent me.
Again. The works of him who sent me. Again. The works of him who sent me. Again. The works of him who sent me. Let's try adding those two segments together. We must work the works of him who sent me. Again. We must work the works of him who sent me. Again. We must work the works of him who sent me. One more time. We must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day. Say that with me. While it is day. Again. While it is day. One more time. While it is day. Let's try adding all three of those segments together and let's say this five times. We must work the works of him who sent us while it is day. Again, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Again, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Again, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. One more time. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The next part says this: night is coming. Say that three words. Night is coming. Again, night is coming. One more time. Night is coming. I'm going to add on three words. When no one. Say that with me. When no one. Again. When no one. One more time. When no one. Let's try those two segments together. It's just three words, three words. Night is coming when no one. Say it again. Night is coming when no one. Again. Night is coming when no one. I'm going to add on two words. Can work. Say that with me. Can work. Again. Can work. Let's try those three segments together. Night is coming when no one can work. Again. Night is coming when no one can work. One more time. Night is coming when no one can work. So let's memorize and let's say together five times John 9, 4. Here we go. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Again, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Again, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. We're going to say this one more time. I need everybody out there that is listening, say this with me, good and loud, one more time. We must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.